The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling on race-based admissions. The schools impacted in this specific case, all schools will be impacted by it, but the Harvard University and University of North Carolina were the two in the case that was ruled upon today. Joining us on the phone line from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a gentleman who has argued cases in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Rick Essenberg, joins us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. So your thoughts with the ruling today? I want to say it wasn't unexpected with a conservative court, but it does change things in this country.
I mean, it does. You know, the affirmative action in college admissions has always been a little bit of an outlier in the sense that the court has made it pretty clear that there's no such thing as a benign use of race. Race can be taken into account at most to, compensate for some individual specified act of prior discrimination. Except in the area of affirmative action, they allowed this sort of sum on the scale approach, very opaque, very hard to figure out what was going on in order to achieve diversity. And they didn't formally overrule the cases which had permitted that in the past. But they made pretty clear that they didn't like what Harvard and North Carolina were doing, which was, you know, basically to conduct what they called a holistic review. It was designed to get their numbers right from a racial perspective. And the court made clear, and there are a lot of ringing statements in there about the need to, that racial discrimination is just wrong no matter what the reason for it is. It allows a little bit of wiggle room. So, for example, a college applicant could, the court says, put a on their essay on a college application, talk about, you know, how they had to overcome racial discrimination or something like that. They didn't like the way that Harvard and North Carolina, and I think most universities, have been doing it.
What do you think, and again, this is a little bit of guesswork, what do you think the impact will be for colleges and universities? I know California, they eliminated race-based admissions for public schools like in the late 90s, so some of this has already happened in different places.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem here, and, you know, this, as you I think mentioned that this ruling has been anticipated for a long time. And so people have been talking about, well, what's going to happen once it comes down. And my suspicion is the commitment of these universities to composing a class based on race is so strong that they're going to try to find ways to get around this disapproving language from the United States Supreme Court. Now, there are some ways you could do that explicitly. For example, one thing that people often do is they say, we're just going to take the top 10% from every high school in the state. That's not an ideal solution for all universities. A place like Harvard probably wouldn't want to do that. You can maybe give some preference based on socioeconomic status, but that might not get them quite to where they want to go, because, you know, the problem here is that the same time that they want to have a class which is racially balanced in some way, they also want to have a class that has high GPA and SAT scores, mm-hmm. because, you know, that's what gets them a high ranking in U.S. News and World. And so I think that what you're going to see at this point is a bit of a, for lack of a better term, war of attrition, where universities try to do what they can to keep doing what they were doing. And, people examine what they're doing and in some instances file litigation in order to get them to stop.
Rick Essenberg joining us. Only got about a minute left, but I want to just see if you have your radar tuned for other rulings potentially from the Supreme Court this week.
Well, the student loan one is a big one, right? The Biden administration's forgiveness of, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars in student loan. That's a case that we're called Nebraska versus Biden, and we're still waiting for that. And I guess we'll get it tomorrow.
I always appreciate your wisdom. Rick Essenberg, president of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Just a sense of what the legal experts are thinking about today's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, which is changing race-based admission policy across the United States with their ruling today. I think it was 6-3? I think it was.